Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Auckland, New Zealand. Public officials speak at rally to denounce communism. Persecution of elderly Falun Dafa practitioners stands in stark contrast to experience of seniors outside of China. Australia. The Chinese Communist Party is against humanity and must be stopped. Copenhagen, Denmark. The CCP has done so many bad things. Sweden. MPs condemn the CCP and call to boycott an unbelievably evil regime during rally held in Stockholm. And Germany. Weekly signature drive at Cologne Cathedral raises awareness of the persecution. Now for the stories.
Auckland, New Zealand. Public officials speak at rally to denounce communism. At a rally in Karotua on October 25, 2020, in Auckland, New Zealand, Falun Gong practitioners drew attention to the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of practitioners in China, a brutal repression that has gone on for 21 years. Several public officials participated in the event in the Auckland suburb of Otara. They spoke about the damage and terror caused by communism and called on the free world to counter the communist regime and defend human dignity. The deputy leader of the New Conservative Party said that both communism and Nazism are frightening threats to mankind and that communism alone is responsible for the deaths of about 100 million people over the past century. But this is only part of the damage communist regimes have caused, he said, because these regimes also undermine what is good in human nature. By focusing on material wealth, communist regimes encourage people to seize wealth without contributing anything in return. In the end, it leads to a society with no democracy or freedom of speech. Every country throughout history that has tried communism has found the results to be very negative. A former Wellington City councillor said he had just seen a picture of a prison in Xinjiang Province, China. It was one of the more than 300 prisons in Xinjiang used to incarcerate Uyghurs and other groups the Chinese communist regime suppresses. This prison spans 3 kilometers, about 2 miles. He remarked that the tyrannical regime has turned China into an Orwellian state where millions of people are detained and many more are suffering. He was also concerned about the forced organ harvesting in China. Since Falun Gong, a peaceful meditation group, was suppressed in 1999, an estimated 1 million or more people have become victims of forced organ harvesting, meaning that the CCP killed them to profit from the sale of their organs. He said this is a crime on par with the Holocaust during World War II. With these issues in mind, the former councillor reiterated that people must be wary of the CCP's activities. Otherwise, the next generation, even children in New Zealand, could be affected. As the second largest economy in the world, the CCP has leveraged its power to suppress human rights and freedom of speech and has even interfered with elections in other countries. After subjecting Tibet and Xinjiang to its barbarities, the regime has now spread its totalitarian rule to Hong Kong. He stressed that people should be on alert as the world will not be safe until the CCP is eradicated. The Secretary General of the Universal Peace Federation said he appreciated what had been said at the rally because the CCP has truly infiltrated the entire world and that this is especially the case regarding its suppression of religious belief.
Persecution of elderly Falun Dafa practitioners stands in stark contrast to experience of seniors outside of China. The Double Ninth Festival, also known as Senior Citizens' Day, observed on the ninth day of the ninth month in the Chinese lunar calendar, is a traditional holiday for society to pay their respect to the elderly and honor the lives of the seniors. It occurred on October 25th this year. While seniors in a free society can enjoy a happy retirement life and the company of their families, those inside China, including those in their 90s, face constant danger for practicing their faith in Falun Dafa and upholding the values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. In just the first half of 2020, at least 623 Falun Dafa practitioners over the age of 65 were arrested or harassed for their faith, with another 24 being sentenced and 39 deceased as a result of the persecution. Ms. Wang Fengying, a 78-year-old in Nancheng City, Jiangxi Province, was devastated to find that more than two-thirds of her monthly retirement benefits were now being withheld when she returned home on June 12, 2020, from serving 3 years for practicing Falun Dafa. Ms. Wang is currently receiving 800 yuan of her monthly payment, and the remaining 1,800 yuan per month is being withheld by the Nancheng Social Security Bureau to pay back the more than 70,000 yuan she received while incarcerated from June 2017 to June 2020. Ms. Wang is a retiree from Nanchang Fruit and Grocery Company. Over the past 21 years, she has been repeatedly arrested, detained, and put through brainwashing for her faith. She was arrested 4 times in 2016 alone. While in custody, she was force-fed, made to perform unpaid labor, deprived of sleep, made to stand for long hours, and given unknown drugs. Respect and care for the elderly is a traditional value in Chinese culture, but for Falun Dafa practitioners, the Senior Citizens' Day always evokes mixed feelings. It is hoped that when the next Senior Citizens' Day comes around, the persecution of Falun Dafa will have ended and those senior practitioners could enjoy a happy life as they should have.
Australia. The Chinese Communist Party is against humanity and must be stopped. Falun Dafa practitioners held activities in Prince Henry Gardens in Adelaide, South Australia on October 11, 2020. They demonstrated the exercises, told people how the Chinese Communist Party persecutes Falun Dafa, and collected signatures. Mary Avina, a Vietnamese, told practitioners that she appreciates them for persistently telling people about the persecution for years. She said she knows how evil the CCP is. When she was a child, her parents fled Vietnam to avoid being persecuted. She said most people cannot imagine how evil the Communist Party is and that it would persecute more people if its crimes were not exposed. I know the persecution has been going on for many years, she said. The CCP also persecutes Tibetans, Uyghurs, and Hong Kong people. It controls and persecutes its own people while bribing and deceiving people to infiltrate the international community. Mary left her phone number and social media contact information and said, I fully support you. What you're doing is very important. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is what we need. The CCP is evil. Let us stand together as one body. I wish to share and tell people about all your events. Connor, an undergraduate student, signed the petition. He said he knew about the persecution in China and the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living practitioners. He said that the CCP acts are against humanity and must be stopped. When he learned that over 360 million Chinese people had quit their memberships in the CCP and its affiliated organizations, he was happy to sign the petition. Robert and Rosalie Pearson asked whether the practitioners collected signatures to support Hong Kong's fight for freedom and democracy. A practitioner told them that eliminating the CCP was the only way to stop the suffering of all people. They immediately signed the petition and said that most people don't know how evil the CCP is and should know about the practitioners' efforts to expose it. They said they hope the U.S. will do its part to accelerate the elimination of the party for a better world. After a family from China listened to a practitioner's explanation, the lady understood the significance of withdrawing from the party and renounced her membership in the Communist Youth League.
Copenhagen, Denmark. The CCP has done so many bad things. Falun Gong practitioners go to Kultorvet Square in Copenhagen, Denmark every weekend to introduce the practice and collect signatures on a petition that calls for an end to the persecution in China. The events have been well received by the locals. They tell people about Falun Gong and expose the Chinese Communist Party's 21-year-long campaign of persecution. They also collect signatures for a petition calling for an end to the persecution. Two young Danish women watched the activities from a distance for a while and then walked over to sign the petition. They said they knew that the CCP had committed many terrible deeds. A middle-aged woman said she knew about the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. She signed the petition and left the comment, "Immediately stop the live organ harvesting and such inhumane cruelty." A woman from Lithuania asked, "How can we help you? Can we sign the petition? We are from a former communist country and know the evil nature of the Communist Party." The woman was with her friend, who was also from Lithuania. The two women told the practitioner that they had heard about the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong and its live organ harvesting. Many people expressed concern about China's poor human rights record and the situation in Hong Kong. A man said, "The CCP does not allow freedom in China, including Hong Kong. I support you and all who are being persecuted." He signed the petition and asked for a few more copies of flyers for his friends. Two women chatted with a practitioner for a while. The practitioner told them about the CCP's initial cover-up of the coronavirus epidemic and how that caused a worldwide pandemic. The practitioner explained that many people have died because of this, and many people have lost their jobs. Only by staying away from the CCP can people have a safe future.
Sweden. Members of parliament condemn the CCP and call for boycotting an unbelievably evil regime during rally held in Stockholm. Eight members of the Swedish parliament came to a human rights rally on October 21st to show their support for Falun Dafa. The rally was held next to the parliament house in Stockholm and was attended by many human rights activists. The MPs condemned the CCP's criminal conduct in persecuting Falun Dafa and for creating chaos and calamity in the world. They called the CCP one of the biggest threats to the world and said that the world's people should work together to boycott the CCP. One MP pointed to the banner that read, "Eliminate the demon Chinese Communist Party," and said, "Yes, well said. The CCP is the demon." Another MP said that all countries in the EU must work together to boycott the CCP. He believed that a united boycott would be more effective if all countries in the EU participated. One of the MP founders of the Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China stated that rejecting Huawei's 5G service was one of the Swedish government's policies to stop the CCP's infiltration. The Inter-Parliamentary Alliance on China brought together MPs from different countries who were worried where the Chinese government is heading and about the threats it poses to the world. The EU must work together. The world must unite to fight back against the CCP's threats, he said. MP Janine Alm Ericsson strongly condemned the CCP's persecution of different ethnicities. She said, "The CCP's persecution of Falun Gong, Tibetans, Mongolians, and Uyghurs, and the suppression of democratic activists in Hong Kong is lawless. The Chinese regime's contempt for human rights is unacceptable." The chair of the Edelstam Foundation talked about the CCP's persecution of Falun Dafa in the past 20 years. She called on the immediate legislation to ban travel to China for organ transplants. She said that Swedish medical professionals should stop working with China's medical industry and stop doing business with it. She said, "We must boycott the CCP. It is the responsibility of civil groups to oversee the government. The CCP is an unbelievably evil regime. It has committed the most heinous crime of genocide since World War II. It has abandoned all fundamental values of human beings and attempt to rule the world by using extreme dictatorship. We must stand up to safeguard the universal values and stop the demon."
Germany. Weekly signature drive at Cologne Cathedral raises awareness of the persecution. Falun Dafa practitioners in Cologne continued their weekly information day and signature drive activities in front of the historic Cologne Cathedral on the weekend of October 17th and 18th. They resumed their activities 5 months ago after the coronavirus eased and the city's lockdown was lifted. Although fewer international tourists are visiting the cathedral due to the pandemic, people have more time and space to browse. Many people stopped at the practitioners' information booth and signed the petition to condemn the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Dafa. A woman from Indonesia interviewed a practitioner and asked several questions about the forced organ harvesting from practitioners in China while they are still alive. She said she plans to share the video with her friends in Indonesia and other Southeast Asian countries. She said, "I knew the CCP pressured these countries to keep silent. I wish you success." Many people said this was the first time they heard of the persecution or the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from practitioners in China. They were dismayed to learn that the party has extended its influence into Europe and that most Western media choose to ignore the facts to protect their interests in China. An Iranian couple from Frankfurt said they appreciated Falun Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The wife commented, "God led us to meet you here." A German in his 60s returned to the booth this weekend to ask more questions about Falun Dafa. He said he stopped at the booth a couple of weeks ago because he felt a strong positive energy there. After a practitioner explained why millions of people practice Falun Dafa, he immediately wanted to learn more and read Juan Falun, the main teaching. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.